Good afternoon, Voltar Communications.
Hi, I'm looking for John. Is he in?
You know what? He left for lunch. Would you like to go to his voicemail?
Yeah, maybe you can help point me in the right direction. I'm looking for maybe a CFO or a controller. Is anyone like that around?
Oh, I'm sort of a controller. What can I help you with?
I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we mailed out to you about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. It was based on some previous financing you guys did with GE back in, looks like 2 years ago. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
For, like, customer leasing?
It doesn't exactly show me.
For us?
It's for you guys, that you guys, like, you guys took out some financing from GE.
No, we've never financed anything through GE, unless the customer did.
That's interesting. It could be.
We never have. We have all of our financing through our local bank. So.
Okay. Do you know what local bank you work with?
Compass.
Compass? Do you like them a lot?
They're fine. No complaints. what do you say?
I understand.
You have to deal with them.
Do you ever feel like they can kind of do a little bit better in some positions?
This one's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Not like Wells Fargo.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if you guys, because of that GE kind of financing you guys have on your UCC record, I was going to ask if you were kind of scared about that.
I don't know what that would have been from.
Okay. Well, do you guys have any projects?
It's been a long time ago.
It says it was from 2014, but I could just have some weird information. How's business been over there?
Steady.
Yeah. Are you guys looking to grow much this year, or kind of just plateau until the year ends?
Actually, right now we're consolidating quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Space and
okay.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Not
you guys
really,
gonna
looking to expand at the moment?
Okay. Do you know what your sales have been this year? Are they up or down from last year?
Well, they're down because we don't have the same customers we had last year, so that's why we're consolidating.
I understand, yeah. Is there anything different that you did besides just not have as many customers?
Well, we had a major contract end that wasn't renewed, so that was pretty much most of it right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Do you guys usually have a busy time, or is it mostly steady throughout the whole year?
Actually, between now and the end of the year is busy, and then we wait for everybody to get their New Year budgets, and then they start in again in probably about March for a couple of months, and then they all take the summers off and start in the fall again.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you do anything different during the slow time? Do you kind of shift your focus to other things?
Not really.
Really? Okay. That's cool. Do you do, like, contract-based, or is it more like a month-to-month deal?
Well, most of our work is service work.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of contracts involved, small jobs, and things like that, so.
Okay. Have you guys been thinking about picking up any new equipment towards the end of this year?
No, I don't believe they have.
No?
No.
Is there a reason for that? Maybe you guys, have you guys ever heard about Section 179?
Yes, we've been using that for several years.
Yeah.
But like I said, right now we're consolidating and we have to get all that done. And once that's done, we'll see how things go and then we'll move on from there and see what we need.
Okay. So, do you find, because you're consolidating, have you kind of found that your cash flow has been a little slow or maybe you could use some extra capital?
Well, we have a credit line in place if that kind of thing happens.
Okay.
So we're set there already.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, step on your local bank's toes. It's just I know sometimes, especially in this industry that you're in, a lot of the times what I've seen is that banks will give this line of credit out, but they won't be able to fully fund what needs to be funded. So, like, we're able to actually take off your top-line revenue instead of your bottom line. So we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line, which gives you a little bit more access to more cash.
Okay.
Is that something that you guys might be, like, interested in, or?
You know, I have no idea at this point. Did you send some information to John?
I can.
Or, okay. I don't know if he has.
I know we sent something in the mail, looks like about two and a half weeks ago.
Okay.
Does he have an email? I can
yeah.
send him some more information.
First initial in his last name.
Jay Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At Voltar.com.
You guys' name is awesome, Voltar.
I have no idea where they got it.
That's awesome. I know you told me a little bit about your customer base, but are you like more business to business or business to consumer? I kind of do
business
both.
Business to business. Yeah, just commercial. We don't do residential at all.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It saves a lot of grief.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a big competition? I know I talked to somebody yesterday that was in telecommunications, and they're pretty hardwired to compete
with other dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always bidding against two or three others.
Really? Okay. Do you ever have issues with the bidding? Like we?
As far as what kind of issue?
Like I guess a competitor outbidding you or something like that.
Oh, yeah, once in a while.
Okay.
It's kind of more what the customer wants, what their budget is. Sometimes it has nothing to do with price. Sometimes
yeah.
it has features.
Hmm.
You know, it's, you know, what they want to spend. So.
Okay.
It kind of depends. Yeah.
Do you guys use a lot of equipment or is it kind of more just like basic stuff like trucks and stuff to get to service places?
Mostly just trucks.
Okay.
Most is our biggest expenditure. We have some testing equipment, but nothing that we would, you know, probably have to finance or anything. I think
yeah.
the most expensive tool we have was probably $10,000, and so that was about it.
Okay.
Everything else is smaller, you know, cable testers and things like that. Which
yeah, yeah.
That's all we need, yeah.
Hmm.
Nothing
okay.
big.
Yeah, it's understandable. Here's a random question for you, but maybe you can answer. If we were able to free up, let's say, $100,000, what would you guys maybe want to do with that?
I would have no clue at this point. All our vans are fairly new. We wouldn't even.
Yeah,
I don't know what we would do with it.
2015. That's okay.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really have no idea.
Okay. Well, that's something to consider, for sure. I can send John an email and maybe check in with you guys next week and see if you guys could use some extra capital, maybe help you through this slow time, and as you're consolidating, we can kind of help you out so you don't have to think about capital too much.
Well, you can do that. Next week, we're actually moving, so if you want to get back with him, I would suggest
yeah.
waiting about 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, he's going to be tied up.
Okay.
All right.
Is he going to be back in today by any chance? Maybe I can leave a note with you just so you can kind of touch base on his end. And
he's supposed to be heading out to go help on a service job, so I don't think at this point he will be back, actually, now that
okay.
I think about it.
Okay, I'll send him this email.
Was, so.
That's okay. I'll send him this email. I'll tell him that we spoke. If he's interested, though, like, please feel free to call me at any time.
Okay.
We can definitely help you out with that if you have some cash flows during the consolidation.
All right.
Uh-huh. Alrighty.
Look for it.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.